Part of my job hosting the King Review is to do a hell of a lot of research on your behalf to inform what happens on the show each week. In the past couple of days, I have spent an inordinate, painful amount of time listening to politicians on YouTube, reading countless articles, trying to find out what the major parties are saying, what they are promising to do to address this nation's debt. You know, of course, that gross debt in this country is forecast to hit $1.2 trillion in 2024. $1.2 trillion. Now, we know a big chunk of that, of course, is due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We needed the feds to throw everything they had at the pandemic to help cushion our economy and our businesses through some terrible, terrible times. So that to one side, that's fine. And it's very unfair, I think, for Labor to use the current debt levels as a weapon against the Morrison government because, well, they had to do it. They had to do it. You can't pin it all on the Morrison government for racking up record levels of debt, $1.2 trillion in 2024, because there was a little thing called the COVID-19 pandemic. However, that to one side, I tried to find in the last couple of days some kind of plan, some kind of solution from both major parties about what they would do to tackle the debt, whoever is elected on May 21. This is about the best I could find from Jim Chalmers from the Labor Party.
You know, one budget, one term in office will not completely fix all of the damage that's been done to the economy or to the budget. And so our responsibility is to do what we meaningfully can, to begin where we can, to start to improve the quality of the budget.
Now, to do meaningfully what we can to start when we can, what are you talking about, Jim Chalmers? I mean, give us a solution. Give us some kind of idea. Here's some more grabs from Jim Chalmers at that same press conference. And I'm not just singling out the Labor Party. I'll get to Josh Frydenberg and the Coalition in a second.
Well, it's not for us from opposition to create a new set of Treasury forecasts. It is for us to identify the challenge in the economy, principally falling real wages, skyrocketing inflation, and not enough to show in economic terms for $1 trillion in debt, and to say what we would do about it.
Right. So it's not their job in opposition to have a plan to tackle debt. That's basically what Jim Chalmers is saying there. And I watched this entire press conference, numerous press conferences, in fact, where you get to hear what the journos in the press gallery in Canberra are asking the politicians. And they just, as usual, don't address the question. Now, to Frydenberg and the Coalition, I mean, their whole take on how to tackle this $1.2 trillion in debt is that the economy is going to grow, so we'll be fine. The economy is going to grow fast enough that not only can we increase spending on just about everything, you can't cut anything these days, you can't make any possible savings because the scare campaigns from the other side will prevent you from doing that. So we're going to keep spending and we're going to rely on economic growth to tackle this $1.2 trillion in debt. Let's just take a quick look at the NDIS. Now, everyone can agree, certainly I completely 100% agree, the NDIS is an incredible program. It was such needed reform back when the Gillard government did it in 2013. But let's just take a look at the numbers. I mean, the reality of funding something like the NDIS, as vital, as important as it is, 10 years ago, the Productivity Commission said that the NDIS would cost $13.6 billion a year. $13.6 billion a year, and it would cover just over 410,000 participants. New estimates, new studies done on the cost of the NDIS by 2030, so 7 or 8 years away, it'll cost taxpayers $60 billion a year and cover 860,000 participants. So it's gone from $13.6 billion when it was first introduced, and it'll hit $60 billion in the next 5, 6, 7 years. So Labor is promising to continue spending on NDIS. The Coalition, of course, can't announce anything about the NDIS in terms of, you know, reining things in, having a look at the program, reviewing how it's rolled out. They can't do that because the Medi-Scare style campaign that inevitably comes means that you cannot possibly touch. It's a sacred cow. Like many other programs, that governments have to deliver. But what are we going to do to afford what we all expect from our government? We want tax cuts. Yep, tick. We want incredible social services like NDIS, of course, Medicare and others. Great hospitals. Yes, we want great schools. We want big promises. We're in the middle of an election campaign. Hundreds of millions of dollars. We get so disappointed, don't we? And the pollies and the candidates cop it that if they don't match $150 million here, $200 million there, $50 million here, it rains around like confetti. And so we want it all, but you can't have any political party sacrificing. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just a simpleton. Maybe the simple mathematics of you can't spend more than is coming in and try to pay down $1 trillion debt at the same time. Is that just too simple? Is my mathematics out there? I don't know. But in all of my searching, all my looking around on this election campaign, trying to find what the major parties are offering up to pay down the debt, what are they going to do about it? I came up an absolute blank. Maybe you've had a better luck finding out what Labor and the Coalition are going to do to rein in that debt at the same time that they keep spending money, increasing spending on programs, but not doing anything to tackle the debt. Let me know. If you have any better luck than I do, send me an email, gavin.king@4ca.com.au.